Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
All right, that was kind of a mix of singing and talking. That was kind of like watching the Peter Pan musical on NBC. Some sang, and Christopher Walken didn't. I didn't even watch it. I'm making fun of it. Coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood in the year 2015 on January 25th hour. This is it, you guys. It's finally we're back into the Tournament of Championships. It continues. Our winner today will move on to the Super Tournament of Championships and quite possibly the Super Duper Tournament of Championships, which will happen someday. Waiting for that person are Matt Myra and John Hamm. They will take on whoever wins the Super Tournament. So it's going to be very exciting. A lot of buildup. This episode is those of you who have purchased it and are listening to it now, you realize that it's a premium episode because you already paid for it. But the audience here today is hearing this for the first time. It'll be $1.99. it's going to cost $1.99, and it won't be available for about a week. So that's why I'm bringing it up at all, is to tell you guys sitting here today, please don't tweet about the outcome so that we can keep it a suspenseful episode for people to listen to for years to come. Yeah, never speak of what happened here today. This is just between us, you guys. I love it when I listen to the Opie show and Bobby Lee is on there a lot because he's a maniac, and it cracks me up how Bobby Lee will like whisper things into the microphone when he's on a radio show. He's on satellite radio broadcast everywhere, but when he's saying something that he doesn't want to say, he whispers it into the microphone. Where'd you go? What'd you do then, Bobby? What'd you do after that?
I went to a brothel.
All right, the prize bag has got lots of fun stuff in it. You're going to see a few of these for a while because they sent me a crate of them. It's the hilarious game of outlandish films. It's called Shmovie, and Rich Summers played it, and he says it's a good game, and I trust him because he's a game guy. And we also, I was kind of shocked that there wasn't like a round of applause for that the schmovie. I mean, doesn't it look fun? Looks like fun. Yeah. Another thing that's fun is a company, I guess, called Auxiliary Buttons made these really cool buttons for me that I'll give away for a while. I'm probably going to keep some for myself, too, because the packaging is so cool. It's, you know, it's got the... Fuck you, Schmovie! There's some buttons in town. Buttons have never gotten a better reaction in any setting ever. But yeah, for the listeners, it's a Jaws parody, Doug Loves Movies logo, and then my face is coming up in the water to attack a naked swimming lady. But then there's the three buttons that you can have my face, a heart, and a camera, because you know Doug loves cameras. let's see. We also got, there's some gift certificate card things that are probably pretty cool. There's a couple of neat things. This is something I love. Got some shirts. Oh, do we have any Doug Loves Movies shirts? Did we bring one? No? Doug Loves Movies shirt?
Let me check.
He's going to check. Let's just wait. I got to know if there's a shirt in the bag that really changes that. What?
I didn't bring it.
He didn't bring it. Okay. Don't you have a... Do you have a mic back there for... We can come on and say that. Here's producer Ryan.
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because you just opened the door and just talked to me. I like to keep it all on the podcast. And I'd like to get three Leonard Maltin Game tournament champions onto the stage. Please welcome Sean Sakamai, Ricky Lindholm, and Scott Aukerman.
Hello, America.
Hi, Doug.
Hello, Pete Holmes Game winner.
How's it going? Good to see you. Hi.
Hello.
Here they are. Champions all.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's pretty heavy.
What did I win?
You won a game at some point, and...
I'll take your word for it.
And you also won in the process of the game, you did one correctly
negative
with
two.
Negative names. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. It's in... There's a guy on Twitter that's got all the stats all laid out for this whole thing. Yeah, it's...
What a loser.
Crazy. You just made him so happy. He's so into it. That's Scott Aukerman, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
You know what we say on this show, ladies first. And you brought for the prize bag a couple of fun red shirts.
Yes, they're holiday Earwolf shirts, a small and a medium. So
there you go.
Hope you're one of those.
I hope you are one or no one. And Ricky Lindholm is here, everybody.
Hi. What's up?
Hello, America, as well.
Let me actually throw a statistic out here at you.
You're 100% high?
gee, I wish that were possible. But it's been a few minutes since I smoked, so I couldn't possibly still be at 100%. I'm like an iPhone battery. I'm already down to 70. But according to our Twitter statistician, Ricky has won 42% of the time when she's on this show.
Okay, is that good?
And that's...
Well, I guess 38 would be...
You have 8 career wins.
All right.
On the program.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I felt pretty proud of that Christmas win. I felt pretty proud about taking Sam Levine down with like 13 names or whatever that was.
Yeah, that's why you're here today, because the winner of the 12 Guests of Christmas automatically moves into the tournament, because that's quite a feat. And speaking of people who have won that, Sean Sakamai is here, everybody.
Hello!
Winner of 12 Guests of Christmas 2013, is that right?
That is correct.
That's one of the greatest, most dramatic achievements I've ever witnessed. Fantastic.
It was really...
Was it Pocahontas?
It was an exciting win, yes. You still remember that, Pocahontas.
I loved it.
Holy shit. Yeah, that was very exciting. And this year was exciting, too, when Ricky won. And, so, Scott, you also you've won the game 8 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Doesn't feel like you've maybe even been on that many times. Sometimes you win just by, you know, proxy.
Do you know what that word means?
I think it's when you get your HUD sucked. what did you bring for the prize bag, Sean?
A couple of gift cards, a $25 iTunes gift card, and then I had a $10 Baskin-Robbins gift card laying around.
Oh, that's great. That $25 iTunes gift card, you could use that to buy this episode.
Sean, how are you so rich? You bought your way onto the program initially.
Oh, no, I'm just hugely in debt now. Not rich.
He spent money on being on the show instead of college. And Ricky bought copies of 2 Garfunkel and Oates CDs signed by both of the artists.
Yep.
And speaking of artists, this is always a treat when Kate does this. She drew a very sweet picture of the three of us, Ricky and Kate and I.
G and O loves D loves M. Yep.
I'm not that much taller than Ricky, though.
That's what she really gave me a little bit of a manly. That's pretty generous, yeah.
You're like on the Pat Sajak, you know, triple apple box there.
We look like your children. Like, hey, Dad.
When you started with, you look like the Pat Sajak pause, I was like, wow, where could this possibly be going? Mm-hmm. And then he does. He probably does stand on apple boxes.
Yeah. A different height one for each player, too. They get it so he's exactly this much higher than them.
Every time?
Really?
Every single player, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tune in when they have NBA week. let's see. Is there any other business we have to take care of before getting into this game? Because we're playing to 5 points. So, could take a while. Because these are good players.
Take a while.
No one's just going to... I don't know that one. how's Kulop doing?
Fuck you. What are you trying to say?
I just hoping you would say something about my wife is this or that.
No, and she's good. My former girlfriend, she's fantastic.
that's not good. All right, so as I said at the beginning of the show, the winner today is going to advance to the Super Tournament of Championships. And
is that held on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, I go right up against it. And no, it's whenever we can make it happen. You know how that goes. This tournament's been going on for 5 years now, I think. So, but I'm going to make it finish at some point. But... now is the part where I say, let the games begin. And can we see your name tags, everybody? Look at that. It's amazing what happens when people pay to get in.
There's so many good ones.
They all make name tags, and there's lots of amazing ones, lots of superheroes.
Oh, they're so good.
And, yeah, so each of you get to pick who you're going to play for. Just go physically grab the name tag from that person.
I don't know what that
and,
means.
And bring it back to your seat. What's the matter, Scott?
You know, he's holding up a very impressive toy car, and then I read a sign, and it just says, I am Iron Car.
Pick Danny for the Leonard Maul game. Like, he's talking to you on Danny's behalf.
I like this one. I'm going to sit yours.
All right. Ricky's got one already.
I think that's funny.
Went all the way to the front row for that.
Yeah.
I like that one where my face is on it twice. Is that my face twice, or are you the top one and I'm the bottom one?
Someone's just holding up TARDIS.
I'm a little baby face, so you got a big face. I still thought that was me, though.
Come on. I cheated. I read the shithead.
You know, you can read it to yourself.
Yeah.
You just can't read it out loud.
Yeah. I just got scolded.
And you got one already,
Sean? I just picked
Sean?
Your son,
I got one
and
already.
Then he scolded
All right.
me.
Scott's really being... Scott's being very choosy. Oh, now he's got one. Who are you playing for, Sean?
I am playing for Meganificent. It's Megan instead of Maleficent.
And what drew you to that?
Actually, I really do like Maleficent as like a Disney villain. But yeah, it was just really close too. I saw there was another one back there, but
another Maleficent?
There was another Maleficent. Same picture, I think.
I bet you that one's better. I mean, because yours is in some sort of like a folder or something. One of those see-through folders. Well, that's a good call.
Yeah, it's on sheet music. See?
Oh, okay.
She left a song in there for you.
She did.
What song?
Is there a shit hit on the back?
There is a shit hit on the back.
Is it the song?
Did you mean to put a song in there? No, that's an accident, you guys.
Cuckoo, Roo, Cuckoo, Paloma? Is that a song?
Well, oh, maybe okay. We should pass that part of it back to her.
Yeah.
That's the first draft of I Am the Walrus.
Cuckoo Paloma? Cuckoo Kajube. Ricky, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Sarah Andipity, and she has a poster of her and John Hamm in the Serendipity poster. And a matchless romantic comedy, John Hamm and Sarah Kleinschmidt. So I thought that was a...
Hamm. Kleinschmidt.
Yeah. It's got whimsy.
Dippity.
Yeah.
I like Hamm as a professional not looking at the camera. She's just, can you believe this? I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
With John Hamm.
Yeah.
Serendipity, do it. Scott, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Heather, and I initially didn't pick her because right here on the poster says Heather Potter, and I asked her, is your name Heather Potter? And she said, no. But
is her name at least Heather?
Yeah, well, I didn't ask that.
Okay.
But it's a Harry Potter poster, and instead of Daniel Radcliffe's face... It's a picture of four of the Heathers from the movie Heathers. Like she's a four-headed hydra. So,
Did you not consider using a Heathers poster?
What is your last name, if I may ask, young lady?
Hooks.
What about the movie Hook? Why do you have a Harry Potter poster? These are not excuses. Oh, okay.
To go with the tat.
She showed me her guns as if to say, shut the fuck up.
Why didn't you just make a poster that said Heather Two Guns? But why also is there no shithead
there's
on
no
the back?
No shithead. What's
so
going on?
Let's go ahead and trade this one in for another one. I'm kidding.
Do you want to write a shithead on the back while we...
What? Oh, she thinks you're going to win, and then the shithead will be moot. Yeah, there won't
that
be
means that Sarah doesn't believe in me. That's so mean. God, I'm so sad I picked you now.
All right, well, determine who goes first in today's Tournament of Championships game, we're going to... You guys want to do some lines?
You guys want to do some fucking lines or what?
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Hey, Mark.
How's it going, Ricky?
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I like your sweater.
Thank you. I like the Wahlburgers.
You do?
Yeah.
Half the time, we don't even put shit in the bag. People just pay to be there.
Aren't the SAG Awards start any minute now? Shouldn't you be at the SAG Awards? Why? What's wrong?
They don't even. There's only two fucking awards show that count, in my opinion.
Uh huh.
MTV Movie Awards, Nickelodeon Teen Choice Awards. They fucking know what's up. I've won more of those than anything. I can't even win a fucking Spike Guy Award.
It's the guy's choice award. It's not. They don't just give it to a person who is a guy.
Oh well, fucking A then. Dudes are picking it.
Yeah. Well, there's a choice involved. So.
Fucked out. Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with that Asian dude you socked in the eye and blinded?
Okay. I was trying to take something for free. We had a disagreement on whether or not I should do that. I won. Every argument has a loser. Usually, it's Donnie. That's actually why I'm here right now. I had to get out of the fucking house. Donnie and Jenny, someone's paying them in fucking lollipops to live tweet the SAG Awards, and Donnie's doing the whole thing on a typewriter. I can't I can't fucking take it. So I'm here, hanging with you people, making fucking memories. You want to do a fucking line?
Yes, that's what you're here for.
I think I'm here to change the fucking world, but whatever you call it.
You got to get out of here to go not watch the SAG Awards and listen to your brother Barton Fink tap away.
There we go. He wishes. All right.
Oh, wait, let me explain to the contestants what's going to happen just in case
they
don't
know.
I'm going
to do a fucking line, dude.
It's not necessarily a line from one of Mark's films. It's from any movie ever, and as soon as you know it, just say it out loud into your microphone.
Okay.
Okay, now we're ready.
Look good, feel good.
That's just something he says first every time.
All right, here we go.
Because he really acts these. He doesn't just say them.
Fuck
he doesn't,
no, dude.
Doesn't fucking phone them in,
no.
Except for the times when he phones it in.
I want you to sweep the leg. Do you have a problem with that?
Fuck it.
Who fucking said it? Scott Aukerman said it. You win, fucking Scott Aukerman!
It kind of sounded like all three of you said it at the same time to me.
It was I fucking heard it. Now I'm going to go pick a fight.
All right, you
I
get
just
to decide.
Said, oh. I didn't even say the
move.
I go, oh! And then it was already...
I heard you say something. All right, well, let's hear it for Mark Wahlberg, everybody. He never really actually leaves that quickly, so that was kind of a surprise. He must have something that's up. Maybe he's got to be at the SAG Awards to be one of those ones that sits there and goes, "When I was young, I was getting into a lot of trouble. And then I found acting. I'm an actor." Or, "I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm an actor." You know how they make those speeches from their seats?
I've never watched the SAG Awards.
And we're not going to watch it now because it starts in 5 minutes, 4 minutes. But they do this weird thing where they go around and the actors give little speeches to the camera at the top of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now I want to watch it.
That's my favorite part. Nice. You know, because when they go to Cuba Gooding Jr., he can't wait. You know what I mean? You could see how excited he is sitting in his seat, ready for that camera to come over and talk about how he's an actor. When I was in radio, before I got into film. All right, so I got to get my Leonard Maltin game app out. What am I doing? Just sitting here enjoying myself.
I know.
Having fun.
Mm.
Scott gets to go first, and then we'll go to Ricky and then to Sean. First player to 5 points is going to be our winner today. And we have to try to accomplish that within the next hour. Pick a category. I appreciate you trying to pick up the slack in that moment. I was going...
Maybe if I clap, something will happen.
I was going more for quiet tension. And one of the panelists, I can see one of the panelists' toes tension is kind of what I was going for. And it's not the girl.
What's this?
Have you seen Sean's feet?
No.
Like, who shows up to something like this?
Yeah.
It's hot today.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. You're going to be on stage, young man, elevated.
Just proving I shouldn't be here.
Cover those toes.
Scott, films that end in the four letters Argo. Or hack that ass up, which is slasher movies. And You Only Live 23 Times, which is one of the 23 Bond films, James Bond movies. Which one of those would you like to play? Start us off. This guy's gonna clap if you stay quiet.
Oh no. Let me go Bond films.
Here we go. This one is from 1967. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this one that it's British. He says it's big. And it has spectacular sets. And he lists nine names.
Jesus.
How many names can you get it in? I think the year is a big clue when you're playing Bond films. Yeah. But, nine names. How many do you think?
I will say nine to start it off.
He's going to take all nine, Ricky.
Eight.
Sean.
Ricky, name that movie.
Ooh.
I do not know. Can I just say right now, I have no idea. I almost...
Sean gets the point. Moving on.
Wait. Okay, I mean, I'll try.
You can guess
know.
The name of a James Bond movie, maybe,
well,
right?
Well, I'd have to think
but
of
But wait,
James
let me
Bond
give you the
movie.
Names first. It might be these might help you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I've never seen a James Bond movie. I've seen a poster.
Maybe this is the poster you've seen.
Was Halle Berry in it? I saw that. I saw the trailer for that one.
Halle Berry was one of my favorite actors in 1967. Because okay. the way she just didn't exist yet was really was really compelling.
Okay.
You don't think she existed yet in 67?
No, she's like 40, right?
She's older than 40, I would
She
think.
Is? I don't know. I could look it up on this thing in my hand, but we're trying to play a serious game here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got
You talking about your dick?
I got to say. God. That's why I need the mic stand. Got to be hands-free.
Still trying to think of any James Bond movie.
Okay. But your eight names are Donald Pleasance, Desmond Llewellyn, Lois Maxwell,
of course,
Bernard Lee,
oh right,
Karen Dorr, Mel Harris, no Mel Han,
doesn't matter.
Tetsuro Tomba, third build, Tetsuro Tomba,
right,
and. Is that it? Or one more? Aiko? Wakabayashi.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think of any James. So there's like, you only live once, or you only die twice, or you only, something like that. There's one of the... Is Octopussy, is that a movie, or is that a character?
You know so much more about it than you thought you knew.
Is that real? Am I
this
right?
This is like one of those amnesia movies where it's all coming back.
Goldfinger? Is that something?
So would you like to pick one of those?
Okay. Oh, they're all movies? Oh, I'm doing so much better than I thought. Okay, I'm going to say Octopussy. Because that's my favorite title of those three.
It is a good title, but that also came much later, Octopussy. That was like 80 or something like that.
Okay.
This one was the early Sean Connery one. He's the top billed actor, of course. And you stumbled around it. It's in your first instinct. It's called You Only Live Twice.
Oh, nice. I still wouldn't have gotten it, though, because I think I said you only live once and you only die twice.
You were so close.
Right.
You were dancing around it, and that was fun to listen to. being a person who knew the correct answer. And that means Sean Sakamay is on the board. Sakamay! He's got 1 point. We're going to start with you again, Scott. And then we're going to Sean. Hang out, Ricky.
All right.
Pardon the interruption. That's movies that I'm going to be interrupting soon. Also, we're going to need a bigger moat. And that's films that have a castle in them. Or,
is this including like things with the Castle Rock logo at the end?
You know what? That's rather thin loophole that I probably wouldn't use. But
what about people named Castle?
It'd be fun.
Keisha Castle Hughes.
The floor is closed to questions for the entirety of the show.
Okay.
Or we're going to need a bigger goat. And that's movies that take place on a farm. So would you like a farm or a castle or a movie that I'm going to interrupt soon?
I'll go, I think Sean knows too much about your schedule. I'll go castle.
Okay. This movie with a castle in it is from, 1959. 3 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is elaborate. He says, if you watch it on TV, it's bound to lose something. So he's kind of down on watching this one on TV. And the highlight is the final part of the movie. Pretty much where you want to try to put the highlight. If possible, whenever
I'm
possible.
A fan of a good denouement.
And he names six names.
Ooh.
How many names can you get it in, Scott?
I'll do it in six.
Five.
Oh, wait, Ricky. Cool your jets.
What?
We change the order each time.
Oh.
So it goes to Sean.
I mean, I don't know it.
It goes to Sean. Scott,
59?
Scott took all six. Yeah. It's got a castle in it.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Yeah, I'll go zero.
Well, now is it my turn?
Yeah, it is.
Name that movie.
I figured this would be payback.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Camelot.
Oh, dude. I so thought you were totally locked in on this because you're such a big fan of Maleficent. It's called Sleeping Beauty.
I wasn't even thinking animated.
I would have gone Camelot, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Although I feel like Camelot was in the 60s.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
They said lavish.
Elaborate.
Oh. Whoops. Maybe I'm just thinking lavish all the time.
I'm sure Camelot is elaborate in its own way. But, yeah, the highlight is the final fiery confrontation between Maleficent and Prince
Philip. So what names would they use for actors? Is it the voice actors or is it the dragon?
It's the lady who did the... Mercedes McCambridge was the voice of the... No, I don't know who did that noise of the dragon, but yeah, these actors, I haven't even heard of any of them. Hmm. So it would have been fun to say
good
some
pick.
Of them. That's part of the fun sometimes, Scott. I lost my place here. Which category are we on? We did bigger moat. All right. So it's 1 point for Ricky, 1 point for Sean. And since Ricky just challenged Sean, we're going to start with Scott again and then go to Ricky. And Scott, would you like, we're going to need a bigger coat? And that's movies where someone is frozen. Rad_beard033 suggested Jurassic Pork. And that, of course, is films where Jeff Goldblum has sex. And bigger in BCN suggested Dr. Manhattan Murder Mystery. And that is comic book movies where a scientist kills someone. Yeah, that's elaborate. Which one of those do you like, Scott?
I'll go Dr. Manhattan.
Okay. Scientist kills someone in this comic book movie from 2004. Leonard gives it 3.5 stars. He says the movie has a scientist in it. He says that it won an Oscar, and it's 127 minutes long, and he lists 13 names. For the listeners, I'm giggling because someone in the audience just went, wow. With that exact amount of emotion. That that wow could also be interpreted as, I've got other things to do right now.
Wow, what am I doing here? These people are nerds. I think I know it, but at the same time, I'm first. Why not just say 13 names?
Why not?
All right, 12.
11.
You're first again.
10?
Okay.
Name it.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why. I don't think he knows it.
Well, he doesn't know it yet, but now he's going to get 10 whopping names.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
So just say it as soon as you know it, Scott. Okay, here we go. Bruce Campbell, Cliff Robertson, Willem Dafoe, Bill Nunn, Dylan Baker, Daniel Gillies, Donna Murphy, J.K. Simmons, Rosemary Harris. Is that it yet? How many was it total? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One more is Alfred Molina, and the movie's called
Spider-Man 2.
That's correct.
And that was what I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Spider-Man 2.
Oh.
But I was a little fuzzy on the year. I can't remember years anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a three-way tie. Everybody's got a point.
All right.
Oh, and also, once we, I only have a certain number of categories loaded in, so once we get to the point where, you know, we'll, when we start to repeat categories, I'm just going to give you the next category. So what you don't choose now is going to come back and haunt you anyway. And Sean was left out of that, so we'll start with Sean and then go to Ricky. At Magic Arc suggested Big Hero 6 Feet Under. And that's movies where T.J. Miller gets killed.
Oh, my God. Are there that many?
At... There only needs to be one. At Herson Furman, Henson Furman, suggested American Snapper. And that's football movies. So there's quite a few of those. And then at Gene_Helpman suggested Say Hello to My Little Friend, and that's films where you see Harvey Keitel's penis. Which one of those would you like to give a whirl, Sean?
Oh, boy. I'm so familiar with Harvey Keitel's penis.
Clothed or unclothed?
Yeah.
Let's go with the American Snapper.
What? Oh, yeah, football movies. Of course. Of course you'd pick the football movies. Sean's a very big football fan. I appreciate him coming out on a day when there are no games. Two stars from Leonard Maltin for this football movie from the year 2000. He says this movie is a by-the-numbers sports movie. He says that... tired and obvious.
How dare he?
So obvious. They're just playing football for a whole movie.
Are you sure he wasn't just watching a football game?
Yeah. That might be it. And then he lists 10 names. 10 names, Sean. What do you think about that? A football movie from 2000.
Who's it go to after? Does it go to me?
It goes to Ricky. Because she challenged you.
I'll go 10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
Name it.
Shit. I don't know it either. I totally don't. These are really masculine categories.
We should just get a hot potato up here and get this over with. Whoever holds this thing.
It was comic books, football. Mm-hmm. It's all boy stuff. Bond movies?
There's Archie comic books for girls.
I'm sure there's a girl movie in here somewhere.
Okay.
But we'll see if, you know, this might be a girly football movie.
Yeah.
All right, so how many names do you have to get in? 5?
6.
6, okay. 2 stars from Leonard, mm-hmm. and he says it's by the numbers.
Okay.
Tired and obvious. And the year is 2000, and your 6 names are Brett Cullen, Faison Love, Michael Jace, Rhys Ifans, Jack Warden, and Johnny Favs, John Favreau.
Okay, it sounds like a comedy, so it's not Rudy or Radio.
Radio's pretty funny.
It's not the one with the plane crash.
Because what would that have to do with football? Oh, the football team in the crash.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I know there's the jail one that I can't think of. That's probably it.
The one with Adam Sandler. Is there one called The Whole Nine Yards? Is it that one? That's what I'm
saying. That is one of the best football movies of all time. The Whole Nine Yards, because there's no football in it.
Shit. Well,
whatsoever.
I'm going with The Whole Nine Yards anyway.
Not even in The Whole 10 Yards. They didn't get to football in that one either.
Is that a movie too?
Why didn't they just call that movie First Down?
Because there's no football.
Well, I'm going with The Whole Nine Yards.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that one, even though there's no
football.
All
right. Football. Well, that, you know, for a girl, that was a tremendous guess.
Thank you.
Scott wants to say something.
Is it Any Given Sunday?
The Replacements.
The
Replacements with Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman.
That was a good one.
You
that was one of my favorite football movies.
You flipped by that on cable at some point, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. So who challenged you to name it? You're such a meanie.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Scott is a meanie with 2 points, everybody.
Yeah.
This round we start with Sean and then go to Scott. And Sean gets to pick between... at Asa underscore Davis suggested Glove, actually. And, of course, that's the films of O.J. Simpson.
I mean...
at born winner underscore J. You know you're born a winner when you need to put an underscore in there in your Twitter name. Suggested, come with me if you want to live. And that's films where Arnold Schwarzenegger has sex.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And the craziest Twitter name I've come across in a while, at Rocktober Serpers, S-U-R-P-R-Z. I don't even know what that's supposed to be. Do you have an idea, Scott?
Usurpers? Like usurpers?
Rocktober usurpers?
I don't know.
Usurpers? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't give a shit.
Anyway, that person suggested Turner and Cooch. And then, of course, no, Turner and Cooch, of
Kathleen
course.
Kathleen Turner has sex?
Appears naked, yes.
Okay. Ah!
Movies where Kathleen Turner appears naked. Which one of those would you like to play, Sean?
Let's go with the come with me if you want to live.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger had sex in this movie from 1982. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it was written by two dudes. And he says it had a sequel. And he says the movie has a vibrant score. And he lists 11 names. 11 names total. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sean?
I'll take the 11.
He's taking the 11. This is a smart panel. You guys always start off with all the names.
I'll take the 10.
Does it go to me, though?
I wouldn't at around 5, 6 o'clock, because there's a lot of traffic on the 10.
It goes to Scott, doesn't it?
At that time. Yeah, but it was Scott's turn, that's right.
Okay, so I won't.
I will.
One way to keep track, Ricky, is to wait for me to call on you.
Listen. I don't know.
But I'll say I'll do it in -1.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know it. I doubt this is it.
Well, you don't have to say it yet.
Okay.
Settle down, because we still have Ricky's turn. He says -1.
Are you calling on me?
Yes.
Okay, name
it. Did you say name it?
Yeah, obviously.
All right, so you need to name the movie and the top billed person in this movie.
Conan the Barbarian?
Say the whole thing.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's correct.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was Barbarian or Destroyer.
Who's number two? Will Chamberlain or?
Sandel Bergman. Sandel Bergman. And then James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And then the great Jerry Lopez. That's funny. There's a guy named Jerry Lopez in Conan the Barbarian. All right. So Scott has 3 points, and Sean and Ricky each have 1. So Sean and Ricky have to step it up.
Who'd he fuck in that?
He was just always fucking things in that. Like, he fucked a snake at one point.
Fucked a wizard staff.
Yeah. No, it's rated R and has sex in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
I mean, probably. Does he have sex with Sandal Bergman in it? Yeah. There you go. I mean, you got it right. You shouldn't question.
I'm not asking you because I think you're lying to me. I'm asking because I want to know who he
fucked. Because I didn't go back and watch the movie again for this. It's just like, it's a movies where Arnold Schwarzenegger has sex. I'm like, he had sex in Conan the Barbarian. I'm pretty sure he didn't in Kindergarten Cop. That was that was how I, that's my process. All right, so who challenged who there? Ricky challenged Scott?
Yes.
Okay, so back to Sean again, and then we'll go to you next, Ricky. So
okay, I'll wait to be called on.
Go, no, this time you know ahead of time.
Okay,
you can
I'll just
jump right in.
Okay.
After Sean. Sean gets to pick between USA Aussie suggested Ken... what? Ken Jennings. Oh, I get it. That's the category is Ken Jennings, and the answers, the movies are titles that are in the form of a question. Because Ken Jennings is a Jeopardy champion. So we're having fun with that. So much fun.
The reviews are in.
This is a fun Twitter name, at Sagan Baggins. suggested Apollo 86, and that's movies where Carl Weathers dies. And at Jordan Cole Sucks suggested Interstellar Got Her Groove Back, and that's Matthew McConaughey romantic comedies.
I know which one I'm not picking.
Yeah, you meanie.
Yeah, with only 1 point.
Yeah, I know, you gotta catch up.
Yeah.
What's it gonna be? Title in the form of a question, or
yeah,
Carl,
let's see that one.
Carl Weathers
Ken Jennings.
Dies.
Ken Jennings.
All right. Would you like a title in the form of a question from 2007, 1989, 1987, or 1965?
I'll go 2007.
All right. This movie, that's a question in the title. Got 1.5 stars from Leonard. Did not care for it. The year, as we already know, is 2007. He says in this movie, predictably, crotches are pummeled.
What?
Gas is passed. And stereotypes run amok.
How many Oscars did it win?
I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess 0 Oscars. 0 Oscars. And Leonard lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 names. But I'll give you one more clue. The first name is strangely long. It's a terrible clue. Sean?
6.
He's taken all 6, Ricky.
5.
Damn it.
Okay, crotches are pummeled. Think of all those movies.
Hey, who pummeled my crotch? While they farted.
I think you just made me realize what the title is.
Oh, ooh. All right. How many names do you get?
I don't remember.
5.
You're on
5.
The honor system. We went 6, 5, and then name it. So 5. Your 5 names. So you won't get to hear that really long name, but I'll tell it to you later. Your 5 names are Garrett Morris, Faison Love coming into the game again.
Jesus.
Popping
I'm
up again.
On
that guy's
Love
a working
movies.
Actor.
Uh-huh.
Sherry Shepherd.
Oh, no.
Tamala Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name? Tamala? And speaking of Jones, but it was completely different Jones, Jeffrey Jones.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Jeffrey Jones. And title is in the form of a question.
It's not that.
Your answer needs to be in the form of a question.
The title, Faison Love 2007. I don't know what he was doing back then.
Probably jerking it.
The first word's long, you said? I don't know. What is the question? Whatever, maybe?
The first name is long?
The first word in the movie title, right?
No. The first named person in the movie has a long name. But that clue's not going to help you at all.
Oh, okay.
Just walk away from that
pass.
Clue. But just think of
with,
a movie.
With a question
just
mark.
Think of
though.
A movie that has a question mark at the title and say it just in case. You know, like say Octopussy?
Guess Who? Isn't that? Isn't
I don't
that
think that's ever been the name of a movie.
Yes, it is. Wasn't it? It was the remake. It was the Ashton Kutcher
remake
of
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah.
Look Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah, Look Who's Talking at Dinner.
Hey, no guessing.
Yeah.
Just look at him.
Yeah.
With Bernie Mac.
But I don't think I don't think Guess Who.
For years, when people said they were going to Burning Man, I thought they were going to Bernie Mac.
I still don't know this movie.
The movie's called Who's Your Caddy? Sean knew it. Who's Your Caddy?
I've never heard of that.
And the top
movie.
Billed person is Antoine Andre Big Boy Patton. Like he went by all of those names back then. Yeah. All right. Well, there's lots of movies with questions, so that category is going to come back again someday for sure.
Love it.
So much. So fun. Such a great time. And did Scott just get his fourth point?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Scott, you have run amok with this, with stereotypes and this.
Crotch pummeling.
But that means since Scott got the point, we're going to start this next one off with Sean and go to Scott. So, Sean, good luck.
All right.
If Scott gets another point, he is our winner.
Yep.
And we have an insanely short episode of this show, given the amount of time we were given. So if that happens, don't panic, everybody.
Are we all going to have to do 10 minutes? Sean, we need you.
Garfunkel, get Oates on the horn. Get Kate Micucci's brain down here. No, we'll play another game.
All right.
And I will participate.
Ooh, now I want Scott to win.
No, but if one of you comes back and takes this, that'll be very, very impressive.
That was my plan all along. I was just kidding about not knowing those sports movies.
Fair enough. All right, we're back at the top of the order. You know what? I'll throw this one in. This is a fun one. Sean, would you like Streep Throat? And that's movies where Meryl Streep has an accent. Argo, that's movies that end in Argo. Or Hack That Ass Up, slasher films.
Yeah, I want that one, Hack That Ass Up.
All right. Uh, 1997 is the year. 1.5 stars from Mr. Maltin. Generally not a fan of asses getting hacked up. He says this movie... says it tries for profundity at the end and blows it. And he also says that there's a scenery devouring actor in the film.
Not literally, right?
We'll have to figure that out. We'll get into that a little later. And he lists 7 names. How many names can you get it in, Sean?
It goes to Ricky next?
Goes to me next.
Ah, shit. Hey. No.
I've seen horror movies. No, I just don't like sports,
I'm
okay?
I'm trying to keep it to where he doesn't get the next point.
All right,
point.
Fine.
No, because if it went to you, I was going to say 0, so one of us would get the point.
Yeah, he's praying strategically.
Uh-huh.
But Scott's been playing strategically this whole game,
he
and he's mm-hmm. killing it. Because I see the position you're in now.
Yeah, I'll take 5.
I don't envy it. Scott Aukerman thinking it over.
I'll take 4.
How many names was it? Six?
Four names. Oh, six total.
Total?
Yeah. No, there's seven names total.
Okay. Oh, he said four?
Yeah, we started at five. He went to four.
Name it.
All right.
Someone goes, no, no, no. Listen, it's okay. It's going to be fine no matter what happens.
Is Oats on her way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your four names. I'll give you the clues again if you need it after the four names, but let's see if the four names help you at all. John Harrison. Tyler Cohn. I want to say his name is Cohn. Lisa Neumeier. And Tori Perensky was in this film. Tori Perensky.
97.
Mm-hmm.
Strives for profundity.
Mm-hmm. At the end.
Does it get the profundity?
Blows it.
That's blows what it?
That's what I said earlier. Neither one of us remembered that. Yeah. Tries for it and blows it. Fucking gives a hummer to profundity. That's a profound back alley blowjob.
I'll say this is not my decade for horror.
That's a weird title for a film.
So, you know, I'm just going to go with...
Come on, Bugs.
Bride of Chucky.
Oh, okay. It's a fun guess. Because yeah. this one did have elements of comedy, and the scenery-devouring actor is a young gentleman named Matthew McConaughey. And the film is called Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation. Mm. Yeah.
See, it was fine.
That's a rough one. And Ricky got another point. All right, Sean, we start with you and then go to Ricky. Ricky, you're up next.
Okay.
I'll keep giving you three choices until it just gets ridiculous. Maybe it won't. Pardon the interruption, movies I'm interrupting soon. We're going to need a bigger moat. It's films with a castle in them. Or we're going to need a bigger...
Didn't we do the castle?
We did castle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Castle's out. Yep. Castle's been canceled. Sorry to break it to you.
No, I want the castle one, 59, please.
Huh? Okay, but like we can do Pardon the Interruption, movies I'm interrupting soon. We can do, we're going to need a bigger goat, movies set on a farm. And we're going to need a bigger coat, movies where someone is frozen. Frozen, farm, upcoming interruption.
We'll do the upcoming interruption.
All right. Scott knows what's up there. I did this just to plug my upcoming interruptions, but, you know. Three stars from Leonard from this movie I'm going to be interrupting. The year is 1990. Surprisingly successful, Leonard calls this movie. And he also says that it is light and thoroughly entertaining. And he lists 10 names. 10 names. How many can you get it in, Sean, knowing potentially my upcoming schedule of interruptions? Did that sound like something familiar
six.
To you? Whoa.
Out of how many? Out of 10?
Huh?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Name? Oh, geez.
This is six, yeah. I think I know what I would do.
Jerk it.
Should I say name it so he gets the point and the game continues? Is that what you would do?
I'm not going to tell you what I would do, but I know what I would do. And jerking it is part of what I would do.
Fine, I'll say name it.
All right. Your six names are Jane Morris, Larry Miller, Eleanor Donahue, Alex Hyde White, Hector Elizondo, and Laura San Giacomo. Hmm. Scott's worked with her.
You
yes,
have
I
to
did.
Know this one.
She's very nice.
This is a girl movie.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm struggling. Pretty
Scott,
Woman.
Scott was on an episode of Just Shoot Me with
he guessed it.
Laura San Giacomo. That's correct. It's Pretty Woman.
That Hector Elizondo,
that was
the tip off.
That narrows it down to Gary Marshall films. Yeah. Right there, yeah. But I'm going to be interrupting Pretty Woman at the Traverse City Comedy Festival on, it's like at 11:30 at night on the 13th, so that while the movie's playing, it'll become Valentine's Day and everyone can just get really angry.
Aww.
I know what I'm doing with Cool Op this year.
Who?
Nice try. I don't want to get sent back to my dimension.
Wait, so who got the point on that last
Sean.
One? Sean did.
I did.
Yeah, Sean got it. All right, so Sean has two, Ricky has two, Scott has four, and who challenged who there?
I challenged.
You challenged Sean. So Scott gets to pick this next category, and then we go to Ricky. Scott, would you like... I don't remember which ones have been done already. We didn't do Goldblum having sex yet, right?
Nope.
Okay, so Jurassic Pork, Jeff Goldblum has sex. Or Big Hero, 6 Feet Under, T.J. Miller gets killed. Or Say Hello to My Little Friend, Harvey Keitel's Penis.
I'll go Harvey Keitel's Penis.
Okay. H to the K to the P. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1993. He says about this movie that it is unpredictable. Oh shit, there's a penis.
It's in 3D.
It's a face slapping good times. He says that oh man, this is a tough one. It won at least 3 Oscars. And you see Keitel's penis and it's unpredictable. That's all I'm going to say. 1993, 3.5 stars. And he lists 8 names.
And it goes to me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say -2.
Whoa. That is something just happened there. Ricky?
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, name it. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, you should
do
apologize
I do the,
to Sean. Yeah.
Do I say the top build first and then the second or the backwards way?
You say the name of the movie, then the top build person, then the second build person, because you said -2, and this is for the win. And if you win this today and do this in negative names, you will move on to the Tournament of Championships.
What is that
you're
mean?
Already in. Here we go.
Give me the clue again.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah.
And won at least 3 Oscars.
Okay. I'm going to say The Piano, Holly Hunter, Harvey Keitel.
We got a nope in the audience.
No.
But it's actually, what? Yeah. I love they're arguing about that. Scott is correct. Scott has got the right answer.
Thank you for your faith in me.
God is moving on to the next level. When we get two people to compete against you at your level, well, I'll give you a holler. I'll let you know.
Not until then, hopefully.
No. You won't hear a word from me.
Radio silence.
You'll only hear from my proxy. Any little plugs you want to throw in? Like big plugs, like website and stuff like that. Ongoing things.
The TV show.
Yes.
Every Friday. Comedy Bang Bang.
IFC.
Every Friday. IFC.
IFC the shit out of it.
11 p.m. 10 central. We have some really, really good shows coming out. So.
How many more this season?
We've shown two, so we have 38 more this season.
For reals?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nice. Yes. All right, so yeah.
No, we've shown three. Sorry, 37.
Oh.
Phew! That was a close one.
Yeah, I almost turned my life upside down. And then, Ricky?
February 9th, I'm going to be at Sketchfest. We're playing the first two episodes of Another Period, which is my new Comedy Central show.
Yay!
So if you're there, you can see it. Or I don't know if it's the first two, but we're playing two, and we're doing a panel, so should be fun.
That's cool.
And we're playing, Garfunkel Knows is playing Vegas in March at some point, so go gamble and watch us.
What, when does the show start on TV?
Which one? Oh, Another Period?
Yeah.
June 23rd, Comedy Central. Yeah.
Very nice.
Not for a while, so it's a major sneak preview.
Not for a while.
Some people won't listen to this for a while, so they'll just like look up and they'll be like, holy shit,
it's today.
June 22nd.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just have to forget tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So it's a major advanced screening.
Yeah, cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sean Sakamai always has tons of projects to plug.
Such
can't get him
schedule.
To shut up sometimes with all of his projects.
Jeez.
Do you have anything you want to say?
No, just thanks. This has been a blast.
It's been quite a ride, and now...
Does his ride end here?
You should write your suicide note on the back of that name tag. No, Sean will be back. We're going to have him back on the 12 Guests of Christmas and whatnot.
But in terms of the tournament, I can barely even say it. Tournament of Champions?
Yeah, he doesn't get to go on any further. Yeah, you just shot him down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Your win was one of the greatest ever.
Ah, thanks.
Oh,
I bet.
I feel terrible.
Tell your face. I don't have anything to plug other than DougLowsMovies.com. And let me get the shitheads from the backs of your name tags here for the very end of the show. But before that happens, let's for fun, because we got a few extra minutes, let's play a round of Last Man Stanton.
Yes.
I don't even know what that says. Can you read that? This one's... I like how fancy this one is. It's like an advent calendar, but the big old shithead in it instead of a candy. Oh, okay, got it. No,
like,
I got it.
Like Bronco,
I got it now, yeah.
Like
what? Do you, don't
like
talk...
Like mid-Ronco?
No! No, I said like Bronco with no B.
Oh.
Sorry. Did I just spoil your shitheads?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Thanks for checking.
I mean, I think this shithead spoils itself, but the other one's pretty good. So it'll be a great ending.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, let's play Last Man Stanton. There's a gentleman with his hand up over there, and that means that he's got a suggestion for who we should play with. Chris Rock. Interesting.
What is this game again? Sorry.
We just have to take turns naming movies that have Chris Rock in them.
Okay.
And you can also do the ones he directed, but I believe he's in all the ones he directed.
Okay.
So, you want to start us off, Sean?
Top five.
Good work. where's the person who won all the prizes? Whose name tag was it? Come get your schmovie. Congratulations.
I got iced.
I've seen him in so many movies.
Oh, wait, what's happening?
She didn't win the polite contest.
It's the opposite of the Pete Holmes game. Where'd you come in from to win today?
Torrance. That's a bit
Is this part of the game?
Hike. No, I'm stalling. I can't think of another Chris Rock movie.
No.
No, go ahead. Ricky?
I Think I Love My Wife.
Just give us the name of a Chris Rock movie.
I Love
a
My
weird
Wife.
Weird place to come out, though.
Yeah. Didn't even know she had a wife. What's the title again?
I Think I Love My Wife.
My wife!
Oh, thank God I didn't say that one. I'd be banished. I'll say New Jack City.
All right, we have to sing them from now on. How about Madagascar? Sean?
Grown Ups 2.
Madagascar 2.
Did that have a subtitle?
Still grown?
Madagascar 2, still grown?
Sorry, stillborn. It's just stillborn zoo animals everywhere.
Do you want to try again, Ricky?
Grown Ups.
You would pick a different movie.
You gave me a do-over. That's not my fault.
Scott?
Head of state.
Yes, indeed. Pootie Tang.
Ah. Yeah, that's the one I was sitting on.
You're sitting on a Pootie Tang?
Yep. Little known secret. CB4.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Very nice.
This is so hard. I can't, I'm out, I guess.
Oh, I got a good one.
I
got a good one.
Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah. Hollywood Shuffle. Winky Dinky Dog.
He comes in,
he's like, can I just get one rib? I just want one rib. He tries to buy one rib. Remember that scene?
I don't think that's from that movie.
It's not?
Yeah.
Oh, that's from...
Yeah.
But he was in the other one or no? No, he might not have been in Hollywood Shuffle. I might be out.
Let me look up his discography. Filmography.
Yeah, you can't look it up. Sean?
Beverly Hills Cop.
What?
You know he's not Eddie Murphy. Racist.
What? No, he hands
I feel like he is in
that's it. Right, yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
He's a valet in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a kid.
Hey Doug, it's Ryan in the booth.
Hey buddy.
Hey,
glad you got a microphone.
Yeah. Chris Rock was not in Hollywood Shuffle.
Okay, so I'm out.
And he was not in Beverly Hills Cop.
What?
One. He was in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Two.
So am I the winner?
No.
Yeah.
No, I let Ricky stay in on that grown-ups thing.
Oh, right.
Oh, but then I
but
said,
no, she was
then
out
I
after
said
that.
I'm out during one of my turns.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost for sure.
Do you want to name one more just to rub it in?
Fuck, I don't know that I can. What's another dumb Sandler movie?
Yeah.
That he would have been in.
What's that football one?
Oh, The Longest Yard?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
The
Whole
Longest
Yard.
Yard.
Yeah.
You finally got to say that.
Yeah, Doug, the movie you were going for, I think it was I'm Gonna Get You Sucker.
I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Yeah. He comes in and does that. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's terrible. And then what was the subtitle on Madagascar 2?
Return.
Escape to Africa.
Running Amok. Oh, Escape to Africa?
Suck in a HUD.
And then Madagascar 3 was like...
Europe's Most Wanted.
Europe's Most Wanted. You have kids?
No.
No. No, man, I don't.
Nah, man.
He's got a dick and baggy shorts, Doug.
Let's do another one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fired up.
Phase on Love.
Oh, wait a second.
Phase on Love.
Phase on Love.
Come on.
No.
Well, I wouldn't even be able to remember which two movies were he was in today. But this guy in the front row is very excited to suggest somebody. I'm very excited to shoot it down.
Have you guys ever done Kevin Bacon or no?
Oh, I don't know if we've done Kevin Bacon, but you know, we could do him again if we haven't. It's a new game. You know. Let's do Kevin Bacon. I'll start this one off. I'll start this one off because April, I want to say 12th or 13th, somewhere in there, I'm going to be interrupting Footloose at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. Footloose is my answer, Scott.
Wow, things.
A few good men.
What?
A few good men.
A few good men, okay.
Tremors.
That's a good one. Tremors. I'm going to go with Hollow Man.
Quicksilver?
Yeah. Oh, some Quicksilver enthusiasts. They were so mad when Maximum Rush came out, or whatever that was called.
Premium Rush, dog.
Premium Rush. And they were like, yeah, it's Quicksilver. Seen it already.
Oh, my God. I know he's in every movie, but my brain is full. I can't think of anything. I can't do it. I'm out. Sorry.
Aww.
I don't know. I'm done.
Never knew you were a quitter.
There's no reason to apologize, but this game is tough.
It shouldn't be because it's Kevin Bacon, but I'm out.
Okay. Sean?
X-Men First Class.
Mm. He gets a coin through his head.
Someone mistake him for an arcade game. Is that his mutant power?
Magneto's old. He doesn't know. I'm going to go with... She's having a baby. She's having a baby. Scott?
Taps? Is he in Taps?
No, you're out.
Okay.
We should have lasted much longer with fucking Kevin Bacon. Go ahead, Sean.
National Lampoon's Animal House.
Mm-hmm. Correct title. Friday the 13th. My next one's going to blow your minds. You can do it.
Pocahontas. Pocahontas. Super.
Super. Nice. He's super creepy in that. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And he's got a little cameo in there. Unbilled.
Footloose 2.
Footlooser.
Now he's amputated.
They're really strict on that. No dancing.
It was loose in the first movie. It finally came off.
Nothing else?
I got nothing else.
My next one would be The River Wild.
Ah, yeah.
And then the audience has a ton of them.
Of course.
Apollo 13, Flatliners, Murder in the First, Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah. I don't know. God.
That was a good one. Thanks, you guys. One more time for all of my guests, Sean Sakamai.
Thank you.
Ricky Lindholm. Scott Aukerman. Our winner and champion. We'll see you all again soon. And as always, Alexandra Ronco is a shithead. We're all in agreement on that. And the person who made this
particular poster wrote on the back, "The movie Serendipity is a shithead."
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.